I need a volunteer.
We're on.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start with some tashlumin. If we remember back to Siman Kuf Gimel, Siman Kuf Gimel is at Notzin Tam Lefgam. And we remember the whole lundus of the Rashba and the Ran, and that the Makar in the Chumash was that a Dabar Pagum Mamish, Nevelish Einu Ri Lager. How did we get from mattering a Dabar Pagum Mamish to permitting a good food mixed with a good food that ended up good to eat, just worse than it used to be? And that was what Siman Kuf Gimel was about. What Siman Kuf Gimel skipped, it's sort of obvious, is the etzem din of avelish ein ruy lager. Taka, you have an avelish ein ruy lager. It's left out in the sun for 3 days and it's spoiled and rotten. I wouldn't personally recommend it, but it's halachically, personally wouldn't recommend eating it, but it's halachically kosher. Might be chashash about tashkis, but that's a, or, sorry, about shakto, I meant, that's a separate thing. The question is, how does this apply to the question of medicines, etc., things that are not roy lachila? So, the one din that we know to start with is there's a heter called Nevelish Ein Ruy Lager. Truth is, if you remember, it's Machlokes, if you saw the Gemara, Machlokes are made of Rav Shimon. Whether if it was Usser and then became spoiled, it's a Mutter, if it's Ein Ruy Lachilas Adam, or only if it's Ein Ruy Lachilas Kelef. No, to be who to base the Ram wants to be Macher in this, but we accept this Psach, the day of Rov and Shonen Bachronin, that any trade food is Ein Ruy Lachilas Adam is mutter to the din of the Velish and Ruyulagar, right? Lagar Shavu Shrech and Achalan, the Velish and Ruyulagar, Kuri Nevela, the Velish and Ruyulagar, Eino Kuri Nevela. That's the halacha. So, any macholos asuros that are not good for eating are mutter. That's the din. The question is, what do we mean by mutter? Because all we know from the pasuk, all we can ever know from a pasuk, is that they're mutter on what level? On the Doraisa level. What about Midrabanan? Taka, I find this available in the street. Can I eat it? Is it even much of Midrabanan? Or maybe it's Pater of Alasar, which the Rambam sounds like. We'll see. It's much of Doraisa, but also Midrabanan. So if you open up the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel, the first Prima Gadim deals with this. In the first Mishpato Zahav, the Prima Gadim Mishpato Zahav, at the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel, says, Ayin Taz, Hine Zeha Mamer Tzor Hakdoma V'Ozi Spar. Daki Nilsen Tam Lekam V'Shar Yolof Avodus Chom Samachesem and Aleph Minivela. V'ayim Minchas Kohen Per Kes Minchilik Aleph Amis Bar Midivere Poskim Dedvel Shen Rigel Shen Nifsa Me'ochel Adam Motor Min HaTorah Umid Rabbanan Aser. The Minchas Kohen says it is Aser, says it's Aser Mid Rabbanan. This is a big machlokas. You could list a million chronim on each side of this, which we don't have to do right now. But the Minchas Kohen says Aser Midrabanan. If you look inside, his reason is it's Aser a nevela she'ein ruy lager, means spoiled food, bad food is mutter, as a gzeirah to good food. Right? If you eat one kind of nevela, you might come to eat another kind of nevela, so it's Aser Midrabanan. That's the sheet of the Minchas Kohen. That even though, obviously, that's the mucker for notes in Tam Lugam, and notes in Tam Lugam is Heter Gummer, so it must be Heter Gummer, so he's Mechalik. Be'en, if you really want to eat this trait, this Nevelish and Rilager, then that is Asur Yarbanan, Al Yitarovis. They didn't want to make exeris, so you shouldn't lose money if it mixed with kosher food. So they were matter at Aliyat Harovas. But the etzem food, be'en, is usher. Someone open a few windows, please. But then he continues, our prichadosh, a bit of a steer, the prichadosh, not a steer, he goes back and forth in different Rishonim. Our prichadosh kan, oskes, cholik, kozim, deleke, ezra, banakim, baltashaktu, demaos, etc. V'ayin, v'rambam, etc. Prichadosh says, Taka, it's mutter, it might be baltashaktu, if it's mamish, a disgusting, you know, kind of thing to eat, and you're not a mensch for eating it, but it's mutter. So,
it means even buying it, or just the tarus?
No, even then. So, we have a very important machlokas here in the Prima Gadim, between between the Pri Chadash and the Minchas Kohen, whether there's an Issa Drabbanan to eat food that's not Roy Lachila or not. Most Achronim seem to hold, like the Minchas Kohen, but with the twist. We'll see this in the Yad Avram. If you just look, you probably don't have it in the volumes of it with you, but on the sheet I handed out, there's one thing that's not on the computer, which the Yad Avram on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and Kukun and Hay, we'll read the Etim Shulchan Aruch soon. Mutter list of sherets or shard for us or lachel lerfua. The custom in Chas Yaakov Klam of Vav, the inyo deyemi nayin lo, sha asr shalov lerfua. Right? The you're allowed to burn something treif and then eat it for medicine. And Chas Yaakov says, why should it be asr at all? Double avah in nifsal achila. It's pasal achila. V'nel men of divra rosh per beid the psachim. But he forgot the rush in psachim. Most achronim take the position of the rush with the rush in psachim, who says, the chomish shecherchu kodem zmano aser laachila apapish lohayo lavadayin shame iser kodem. That chomitz, this is a special than my chomitz. If chomitz becomes pasul after Pesach already starts, it's too late. It's already stuck in aser forever. But if chomitz becomes pasul, like say you burn it up mamish before the zman, then it's mutter. It never becomes chomitz, but it's still aser to eat midrabanan aser laachila apapish lohayo lavadayin shame iser kodem. Sorry, mishum darmina mida achle achshu. You can't hakanam give a sure tzarif. Okay, we'll continue back to the, we'll get back to the main point of the Yad Avram in a second, because that's what he says, and he brings rayas from the Rambam, he brings rayas from the Rambam as well, and both Hochas Chomitz Tamat and Hochas Ma'acholos Asuros, he brings rayas that it's also Midrabanan to eat it, but he represents the mainstream Deya, it's also Midrabanan to eat it, Mita'am Achshevei. Because what does that mean? It's mutter to not roi lachila. If I eat it, then I'm being machshav. I'm saying it is roi lachila. Now, mida oraisa, what rule would we apply here? I think it's roi lachila. What would we say mida oraisa? I'm an idiot. Doesn't change the halacha. But mida rabbanan, there it goes. That if I taka think it's good to eat, I'm weird, I think it's good to eat, then for me it's considered roi lachila, and it's also, again, only on the rabbanan level, mida oraisa. An idiot doesn't change the halacha, but on the drabbanan level, if I think it's roi lachila, it's roi lachila. So that's the basic background. That's the basic background information here. We have three shitas, and because Cohen wants to make a very serious issa drabbanan, just a gzeira drabbanan on all foods that aren't roi lachila, the Brit Chadash wants to be matir legamre, the Yad Avram really represents the consensus of poskim, who say it's also the Rabbanan, but for a special reason. Not that the Rabbanan wanted to make a gzeira against food that wasn't roi lachila. No, but the Torah's matter, the Rabbanan would also be matter. But since actually, if you eat it, you're shown it is roi lachila to you, that's also the Rabbanan mitam achshvei, based on the rush in Pesachim. That's the mainstream opinion. This would explain very beautifully why, like, if it gets mixed in a little with something else, it's mutter, then it's not achshvei. You want to eat the other thing. You don't want to eat that. Okay, Ari?
If a whole community was machshir something, shouldn't that revert its status to d'oraisa?
And a chanami. If everything one thinks is good to eat, then in your time and place, that's roi lachila. Roi lachila doesn't have to be the same for all eternity. And a chanami. That would be an interesting question that you get into issues about one country, one city, etc., etc. Okay, that's all sugyas and Shabbos, about, you know, for derech chotza and other things, whether we go by country, cities, worlds, etc. We're not going to get into that now. The question then becomes, is it mutter to take medicines that are not roi lachila? Right? L'chora, you know, it depends on what kind of medicine we're talking about. There's some medicines that are good to eat. Right? Let's make ourselves a little flowchart. What's the din of medicines, etc., in halacha? So some medicines are good to eat. What? Like cough. Is that a cough medicine? Right. The cough medicine is the classic example. I think really for adults, the only medicine that we ever take that's good to eat is probably cough medicine. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
I don't think cough medicine tastes good.
What?
Advil has a sugary coating.
Advil has a sugary coating, Taka. Oh, you mean there are pills with a sugar coating? Sugar-coated pills, right? A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Okay, So, if you have good tasting medicines, then it's really it's a non-issue halacha. Meaning, there's nothing lichora. There's nothing to talk about on the lichora level. That's just that's just food. That's food. Either it's kosher or treif, but there should be no havamina of a heter to eat or drink something that tastes good, regardless of the other halachic issues involved.
It's just coated.
If the coating's kosher, in a chanak. Meaning you say if it's coated with pure sugar, then what's inside is lechora still, that's what you're saying. As long as no trait in the coating, you should be okay.
I wonder, unless you look at it as aerobic, it becomes like a chet, this is all...
Right, that's a very interesting question. Okay, let's get back to thinking about that. But at the very least, cough syrups and such, it's very hard for you to imagine a heter for this, and then you have to ask, let's take the example. What about, but of course, if it's kosher, it's okay. So tak, is it usually kosher, usually treif? So the problem is with most of these foods, it's often really treif. It's very common that, let's say, syrups, or elixirs, or whatever you call them, right, cough syrups, are tak very often treif, because one of the main ingredients in them is glycerin. And glycerin is, you're rolling dice, 50-50, right? There's animal glycerin, vegetable glycerin. It's almost impossible to know what kind of glycerin something is unless it's made specifically for the kosher market. And you go on the internet, and you type in glycerin, and, basically you'll find all these distributors in China and whatever, and you want kosher glycerin. You can have your choice of 20 distributors in China to buy kosher-certified OU whatever glycerin from. No problem. But if you want just stomp glycerin in the market, then glycerin apparently can be made from anything. It's hefker. It could be from animals, which case is 100% trait. Could be from plants, the vegetable source. There's no way to know. So taka, it's really 50-50 trait. It's probably, much worse than a lot of other things that we wouldn't mind eating. So, yeah.
Does it matter if it was nisal and you add a lot of flavor to mask the taste? Does that mean it's not
nisal? No, glycerin taka is good.
Not
glycerin,
I'm saying even cough syrup. So
cough syrup, but the treif ingredient is the good part. That's what I'm saying. Meaning, davka, the treif ingredient, was the part they put in to make it sweet. Glycerin is it's not just a sweetener, it's also other things, but it's like a sweetener and has some other properties. So the problem with cough syrup is that it's not that the medicine is treif. It's that the good tasting part, the taste part is treif. The medicine, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what the medicine is. But that's taka, a very serious problem.
If you really have a row of vegetables listening, can you just grow as a row?
You don't have a row.
I mean, you should buy it to just see what it is.
Right, so basically, apparently those who are in the kosher agency who have been mavara do not think there's a row of vegetable glycerin. And it's actually very hard to mavara these things because the companies don't even know what kind of glycerin they use. I mean, unless they're specifically trying to get a kosher certification.
You don't know.
So if you don't know, then it's treif. Some
don't
write some
chumra. You can't just say cold fried glycerin. Literally, it says 45% was treif and 65% was kosher. So can you just say if they won't tell you when you call somebody they don't know themselves?
Maybe. But I don't think that's true. Maybe, but I don't think that's true.
Is every decimal glycerin culture anyway, or is it just...
Pashtas. You then have to ask. Even the vegetable glycerins maybe are made in equipment with the animal. Meaning, it's not a pashut inyan, and I don't think anyone's yet done the research to be making on this. I think I don't want to really want to be committed to this on tape, but I think we're willing to get a svar to be... Makel on this, which based on something we'll explain in a minute, but it's very, very, I might be misremembering. In any case, it's really not Mekubal. This is a big problem. What do we do, Taka, with this big problem? So, there are, I looked around all the poskim, many poskim, and it's Taka Usser. You can't take, a lot of people do. You really can't. What do you do? So what a lot of poskim allow you to suggest is be mevatel lechachila. If you're mevatel lechachila, right, because normally with this cough syrup, you only have to take a little, one teaspoon, right? How much you take? One teaspoon? I don't know. Yeah?
I think
two teaspoons, lo mishaneh. So you put in a cup of juice, and you're mevatel, and you're mevatelet. So, normally you're not mevatelet lechachila, but it's a suffix, yes, which the shachlet's mevatel lechachila. So there's room to, and if you need it, there's, you know, where you go the extra mile to be made. So the post can generally say you can mevatel lechachila.
If there's a cough syrup available that doesn't taste good, I mean, there are those on the market, can you still do mevatel lechachila or get the...
Lahore, it's better to get one. The truth is, now they have with the extras. It solves all your problems. But if you can, obviously it's better to avoid this. But it's not the end of the world.
How are we defining taste good? You say about the knife, I don't think it tastes good, whatever.
I think a reasonable person, average person.
This heter to Mivatel Israel Kachila, is that apply even if you're always feeling a little sick?
Yeah. Lachora, there's a room to be makel because the shach who's makel on being mevatel suffik is lachachila. It's a suffik is not a pata is lachora. So even though we don't love to rely on that, you know, like even though we don't rely on that, like mom is just stomped for no reason whatsoever. The poskim don't like jump to rely on that, but meikar din. Shach is a good point. Meikar din is what the shach says. So I think that we can be makel in this case. Very unclear, but let's come back to that. Okay, kulas, bitul lechachila. I think generally the post can like somehow cheshbon that if you put like a teaspoon in a big glass of juice or something, that'll be okay. And actually, someone checked with the pharmacist and they said that it'll still work. You know, it's not like real medicine where like if you do it and eat it like in something else, it might be involved in the whole thing. Cough syrup is—it's old-fashioned. It's not so fancy. No big modern scientific breakthroughs in cough medicine, and therefore, it doesn't matter. You put it in applesauce, you put it in orange juice, you put it in steak—it'll work either way. So that'll be fine. And lechora, that—if you can find a kosher one or avoid the problem, lechora, that's what you should do.
Being pogame it is just as good.
Orange
juice pogan.
Would probably not be just.
One second,
if your mom is pogan, it might be just as good, but it's probably more pleasant to put it in a cup of vinegar.
No, it depends how much you need. If like you just pour in a little vinegar, and as opposed to being mevatelet in.
Yeah, now normally we don't love to be pogan lechachila. Also, of course, we're mekel on vatel lechachila. We're mekel on pogan lechachila.
Okay. Even in orange juice pogan. With Robitussin, it's probably pogan the taste of the...
Yeah. You mean nosin tam lefgam? You mean it might be nosin tam lefgam. Anyway, that I don't know. I'm not sure. You have to do experiments. Okay, is Robitussin, one of these breads is kosher now? Triamidic, right? Now as a hechsher.
Oh, really?
Right? This isn't when I grew up. Now we've become much more advanced in kashrus. And lechora, in this case, for a good reason. Because taka, it's not so poshut. Now again, there might also be lists. Like maybe they know some companies are kosher, but it's very hard with these things. Even a lot of the Pesach lists, like they can know that cough medicine X, Y, and Z has no chametz, but they can't know it has no tum min tame and neveva. That's a much harder thing to be mevarer. So I don't remember. I think even some of these Pesach lists said, "Oh, man, cough syrup X, Y, and Z has no chametz. Might have kidney osad, or might not, but it might have treif." Okay. We'll see, maybe the tzad lahakel, but it's not one that I've seen people like so much. The other kula is, and this comes from Schechter and was published by in the Sora Journal once, is for a katan. The problem with the katan is that, forget about cough syrup, what if he's mamish sick? So if I'm mamish sick, what do they give me? A bitter pill, right? Antibiotics, whatever it is. But if a katan's mamish sick, I don't mean a 12-year-old, or a 12-year-old should be. You know, hopefully at a certain point you learn to swallow pills. It's an important skill. But if a little kid is sick, what do they give him? This sweet, syrupy liquid that tastes good with the antibiotic inside. Now, the antibiotic is not going to be treif. I mean, I don't know what that is. But the syrup itself will often be treif because that's just, you know, a cheap way to make this kind of syrup. So that could be a problem, especially since if we're dealing with serious medicine, you know, you don't necessarily, I don't know if you can always mess around with it even or not. Ari could probably tell us. I don't know, can you dilute the antibiotics?
You can dilute it, but you have to be careful what you're mixing it with.
Okay, whatever it may be. Anyway, so Rav Schechter says that there's room to be makel on this. He puts together a few tzadim lahakel. I'll give you out something that summarizes some of it, or it's in the Masorah Journal, I forget which one. you can find it. Basically, the a lot of Achronim write that Yisurim Drabanan you're allowed to give to a katan, especially the Gemara Yoma seems to indicate that Yisurim Drabanan necessary for them to be healthy are mutter to give them. And now, the question is this, also Drabanan Doraisa, but it may be that if you only give them a little at a time, then that Tzitz Eliezer put together Chatzi Shir of Tam Ke'ikar might only be Drabanan. So therefore, there's room to be makel that maybe this is Drabanan, maybe it's also, maybe it's not, even if it is. Maybe it's Rabbanan, and for a katan, so there's room to be makel. I think this is a Rav Shech, it's not only Rav Shech, there's Kiddush, but I think that the Minhag Olam is just to give kids these medicines, but for adults, it would be Lani is Daiti, very hard to be makel. That's one sad. This is for things that taste good, but what about most medicines? Most medicines, at least real medicines that adults take, taste bad. So, if they taste bad, then we get back to our sugya. We have a heter on the Velish in a Gare, which seems to be somewhat controversial. Can anyone think of another heter we have also if it tastes bad? Might there be another heter as well? Anyone think of another heter? Anyone? It might be a London to think of this. But anyone ever learned the second parak of Pesachim? Right? Rabba Shahif Labrate Biguharki Da'arla. So the Gemara says in the second parak of Pesachim that Rabba smeared some sort of type of oil of Orla on his daughter, and they said, it's also Bahana, and he says, it's not Derech Hanasan, midi Derech Hanasan, Kavdina, it's not Derech Hanasan, and it seems clear from the sugya there, the post masum, that there's a kula of Shaloka Derech Hanasan, you're allowed to use Yisurin in an abnormal, or eat Yisurin in an abnormal fashion. In that case, when she was a chola, that's where down in the Ramah, if you look at the Ramah, that I Xerox here in Simon Kufnun Hase of Gimel, Bashari Surmus Rapamakum Sakana Afilu Der Chanasan. Sorry, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to use any Isser, this is except for Avodah Zarah, it's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, but it's a tangent, right? Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to Rapam Yatsi Yashayri, even if you're going to die. But all other Isserim, you're allowed to Rapam Yatsi Sakana Afilu Der Chanasan, Vishalobamakum Sakana Der Chanasan, also Shaloka Der Chanasan, Motor Chutmi Klai Karen Bosch, Bachol of Shasurna, Afilu Shaloka Der Chanasan, Elbamakum Sakana. Right, everything but Bas B'cholim Klai Kerem. Bas B'cholim Klai Kerem, the special Xeris HaKasef, since it never says Achila, says Lo Savashil or Pen Tikdash, that it's also even Shaloka Derech Hanasan. But usually we're not dealing with Bas B'cholim and Klai Kerem, so that's not really, that's not usually relevant. If you're talking about all other Yisurim in the Torah, Nevelos, Atreifos, Gutsim, Ramasim, etc., then Shaloka Derech Hanasan is only also Drabbanan, and it's Mutter for Achole Afilu She'in Bo Sakana. Now that's in what way is this a different heter for Nevelish and Uri Lager? Any Lamdanim here? Shaloka Derech Hanasan is a heter on the Gavra, and Nevelish and Uri Lager is a heter on the Chepta. Two different heterim. One heter discussed by the Mechaber is Shaloka Derech Hanasan. Shaloka Derech Hanasan. Yeah.
Is that synonymous with Shaloka Derech Hanasan?
Aha, so interesting,
is that the same Gemara?
There's a Binas Adam at the bottom here, who wants to say maybe Shaloka Derech Hanas Achilasan is even more Makel. If you're talking about, Isur Achila, yes, it's the same Gemara. I mean, Isur Achila. So,
I think you say Shaloka Derech Hanas Achila, when it tastes good, it's still not, it might taste good, it's still
Okay, so hold that thought for a second. So, there are different heterim here. So first, let's look at the lay of the land here. If you taste bad, if you are a chole she'ein bo sakana, or what's the other option other than chole she'ein bo sakana? Why someone need medicine? What? No, chole she'ein bo sakana. We're not going to discuss, right? What? Mechus v'yalma, right? You know, the Shabbos were familiar with the category of mechus v'yalma. So if you're a cholish imbo sakana and you have medicine that tastes bad, then, l'chora, what would we say? It should be mutter to take this medicine because of the principle of shelo kiderech hanasan. Because of the principle of shelo kiderech hanasan. A chol is allowed to take anything shelo kiderech hanasan. If so, then besager. Now, it wouldn't be possible. Someone, you could time that. I think we're really wanting to time this. That even if it tastes good, that's not really kiderech hanasan because it doesn't taste good. The normal way, okay, but that's a bit of a stretch, Lachora. Lani is not. I don't think this is. I mean, look, Rava was showing the Lachora. That was also the prescribed therapy for indicated by her condition, which I'm not familiar with the details of the case. They're confidential, Lachora. But that's not the normal way to use Arla. Here also, what do you have? Let's say you have, what trait ingredients could be in here? I have no idea. Let's say they use some stearate, which comes from Nivellus or something. It's not the normal way to use Nivellus. Normally you use Nivellus to have a steak. You know, you go to a trait restaurant, and they serve you a nice, sizzling, delicious steak of Nivellus. That's the normal way. It's not the normal way to have Nivellus in some sort of weird concoction.
Nowadays, though.
That's I think it's pretty clear. I feel fairly confident calling that shalom kederech hanasan la'aniyot da'ati. Now, this is not so pashut. Not so pashut. The Achiezer at one point makes it sound like that. Is it so much that Shalom Kederech Hanasan? Let's say you taste a bitter pill. Let's say you have a bitter pill. So, what makes that Shalom Kederech Hanasan? So, don't say that it's Shalom Kederech Hanasan because you swallow it without chewing. Why can't you say that? Okay, and not only that, but next Monday, you're already going to have to start knowing that it says in Arvei Pesachim, Bala Matzah Yotzah, right? If you swallow matzah without chewing, you yotzah. Swallowing without chewing is, like William said, it might not be the most polite thing to do, but it's a normal thing to do. So I don't think that's the right. There's an Achiezer who wants to question, maybe, if you swallow a pill, that's Kederech Hanasan, but Pashtus. Yeah, if I swallow, so I can swallow yogurt, you know, without chewing. I assume without chewing. Sometimes like you swallow something without chewing. That's still Kederech Hanasan, but to swallow a bitter kind of thing that doesn't taste good and is not normally edible, lechori, that's Shalom Kederech Hanasan. That's the Menager Shlomo Zalman assumes that as well. There's a heter there of Shalom Kederech Hanasan. So, Pashas, we apply this heter. Even though, again, there are those who question it. People say, Hank can question this. He says, that's Kederech Hanasan, you're eating. That pash is something disgusting. That's shalom kederech hanasan. So I think really, if you're sick, and you have a pretty clear heter because of shalom kederech hanasan. Okay, I'm not saying no one questions it, but Shlomo Zalman agrees with it. We'll read that in a second, and I think that's a pretty clear heter. So the question is, what if you are not sick? Then, what Zadim Lahakal do you have? And are those valid Zadim Lahakal? So, let's say you're not sick, you have a Mechash B'Alma. What are the different Zadim Lahakal? So, one Zad Lahakal is...
Okay.
Yeah?
Just a clarification of Mechash B'Alma. It means that you're concerned you might become sick.
No. What's Mechash B'Alma? So, let's go back to Hilchos Shabbos. Right, so remember learning in Hilchos Shabbos, there's an Isser Drabbanon of Refuah on Shabbos. Right, so who is that Isser Drabbanon of Refuah on Shabbos made for? So it obviously wasn't made for Chol HaShiyish V'Sakana. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Mari. He's allowed to grind the herbs and make medicine, so no deeper zera. Was it made against Chol HaShiyish V'Sakana? So you might have thought so, but we paskin not. We paskin that since it's only a zera, they didn't make a zera on a Chol HaShiyish V'Sakana. So they didn't make the zera of Refuah on a chulish in bo sakana. So who did they make the xera for? For a healthy person? A healthy person doesn't do refuah anyway. Right? If I'm healthy, and this is one of the big studs, and they ask, there are various things. Birth control pills on Shabbos is a big shiloh in the postgame, right? Or you have to take them every 24 hours or something. So anything after 24 hours, you could work around Shabbos if you cheat an hour here, an hour there. But on my side, a lot of people are not make because they say, That's not refuah. No one's sick. You know, if I decide to take some weird pills for some other reason, that's not refuah. I'm not sick. So who did they make the gzera refuah on? Not the chol sheish b'zakon, not the chol sheim b'zakon, not the healthy person. So it must be they made it on a mechash b'alma, right? That's what we pass on all over Hilchos Shabbos. Mechash b'alma means you're a little sick. You don't feel well. Simply not feeling well and being sick. And someone who's sick is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, even if your life's not in danger. You know, you have to figure out what the gedder of someone who's sick whose life's not in danger. Or if you, you know, if you have strep and the doctor puts you on antibiotics, then your life could even be in danger if you don't take them. You know, we're not used to thinking of that, but that's because we take them in the old days. They died all the time. So look, if you're, you know, let's say you don't mamish have a serious infection, but normally we assume sick is you're in bed, you can't get out of bed. I don't mean you can't drag yourself out of bed like if your house was on fire. It means you can't get out of, you know, you're a normal person. You normally get out of bed and go to shul every morning and go do your normal thing, and you can't get out of bed that morning. That's called sick. So a sick person is allowed to take medicine Shabbos. Mechosh b'yamba means you can function normally, it just hurts. You have a headache. So you're going to get up, you're going to go to minyan, you're going to go to work, you're going to do everything everyone else does, you're going to be a normal person, but your head's going to hurt. Or you have a stomach ache, or you know, you feel nauseous. You don't feel so nauseous that you can't go to shul. But you feel so nauseous that it annoys you. It doesn't feel good to feel nauseous. That's called a mechosh b'alma. Mechosh b'alma, we assume. Well, poskim, obviously, it's not Hilchos Shabbos. Poskim have all kinds of ways of drawing the line. Generally, we try to be fairly makel on this and assume that anyone who can't function normally in some way is a cholish ein bo sakana. Is that what we normally assume? Right? You're the expert, no?
Sure.
Okay. So, but if you can function normally, I mean, there are lots of days when you're going to do your normal routine, but you're not going to feel good. That's a mechosh b'alma. And that's usher to take medicine on Shabbos. So now, this happens all the time in mechosh b'alma. Right? I don't feel good, I have a headache. Or I have a, you know what?
Arthritis.
I have arthritis. I don't know what arthritis feels like, but I guess there's maybe different madrigas for arthritis. Sometimes it might be mama shechola.
Right.
But, or, you know, or whatever it is, I have, you know, I have indigestion. I want to take these, I'm weak, so I take these medicines or something. I'm not, the doctor suggested, you know, now they have, what do they call, nutritional supplements and all these other alleged things that allegedly do, so they might be mutter on Shabbos because they don't do anything, I don't know. but let's assume that there's a possibility, maybe there's a mere mutter chance, you know, that it might do something. So these things, l'chora, mechosh b'alma, you're not mamash sick. Okay, so what about a mechosh b'alma? So there are three halachic issues, really two. Third is a little cheap, that we have to discuss here. One is, can we be mekel because of shalom kederach hanasan? So what would we think at first? Can you be mekel because of shalom kederach hanasan? You would think no. And I think the standard assumption of the poskim, right, is that no, that kula is only for sick people. Because I'll mean Xavier, you're not allowed to eat, trafe, or use the surrounding unnaturally. For sick people, they were mekel, but they weren't mekel for non-sick people. So, pashtus no heter, but there are two studim that you can be mekel. Number one, the binas adam has a is medayik from a shach, it's a reasonable deer from the shach at the very bottom of the page. You know the binas adam, that's the footnotes under the chokhmas adam, his own footnotes. Under the Chochmas Adam. So, Sheila Mutla Bori Lechol Yisur Echilus Lokeder Chanasan, Chuba, Hine Ashachs, and Kupin Vavs, and Kutin Yugimel Kasav, the Mutter, Philosophies Lavin Kavanasso, the Ain Lomber to Kavanasso, the Mutter, Lokeder Chanasso. The Aino Sharif, Lokeder Chanasso Mutter. Fial Karchach, Sarach Lomber to Kavanasso, Lokeder Chachilas, and Sir Eon Sharif, Rosh Medaktik, etc., Master the Sur Ika, and Kenner Revolution, the Kamakam, or Yokan, Gamke, and Lokin, Master the Sur Ika, and Emma Smith, Shodi Tarpe, K. Kosmir, Shlomel, Shinatos, Triol, and Loka Rush, Lokeder Chanasso, Ain Boys, or Klau. What does he bring down in Machlokes Rishonim? Whether you can eat Yisurei Achila Shalo Kederech Hanasan. So the assumption that he's bringing up here, he brings down in Machlokes Rishonim, and he's I think he wants to be dying from the shach, that maybe Isuri Achila, Shalok Derech Achila, so it might be more Mako, because after all, they're not really Asur Anav, they're only Asur Achila, this is not a Kol Shem Achila. So, number one, the Binas Adam has a, what does he leave it at the end? He says, Tzorech Iyon, so he leaves it with Tzorech Iyon. Tzorech Iyon, whether you can eat Isuri Achila, Shalom Kederach Hanasan. Right, maybe we can be Mekel. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you look in the Minchas Shlomo, the second paragraph here, he says, give a little bar etzli, this is about medicines. Mawa geder shalchol, and you need to be done. Sher matzim, this is Asher Rabban Rafu, b'shavz lo tira lachol she'im b'sakhan shalchol mishka, v'kov le'tuba. Avalo avar kev rosh raga lo kader shen of the dome. By Rafu and Shabbos, only make it if it hurts a lot, or you're in bed, not for stomach headache or sleeping pill. That he means the Venus. What does Rav Shlomo Zalman say? He says maybe only for Shabbos we're machra that we are machra to make chushbiyama. Why? Well, because they have to ask a refuah for someone, and they couldn't ask it for healthy people. But really, in Kolatar Kula, mechus v'alma is considered sick. Only in Shabbos we're machmir, because we dafka want to ask a refuah. But maybe in Kol Tor Kula, a mechus v'alma is sick. If you're a little sick, you are sick. So, this is the Mincha Shlomo, who says, maybe a choli ktsas is a chole, except for Hilcha Shabbos. So there are tzadim to say, even though that's not exactly mainstream, and the Mincha Shlomo also leaves it as a tzarchiyah. But there's a tzad to say that even if you're a little sick, maybe you could be a heter shalok and derech hanasan. Maybe the Venus Adam says there are those who are making entirely, and even without the Rosh Hashanah says maybe a little sick is sick. That's if you are a little sick. He's only making from Achol Zosuris. For Hilchos Shabbos, you can't say if you're a little sick that's sick, because then who is Refuah Asur for? So he's saying that maybe only in Hilchos Shabbos they said a Mechus B'Alma is Asur, because they have to ask for someone, but in Kol Tor Kula.
What?
Well, that's only what Shloka Derech Hanasan said. There is a tzad to say that's called Shloka Derech Hanasan, even if it tastes good, it's not the normal way. But yeah, most people don't rely on that. Rav Shlomo Zalman is just saying Mechus V'alma is a cholish ein bo sakana. He's saying it's equal to this. The second tzad is, of course, what we started with. Nevela she'ein aruya leger. Even if you're not going to be Mekel because of Shloka Derech Hanasan, because he's not mamish sick, what about an Avela Shein Aruya Leger? So, we've seen that there's a machlokes, right? And the majority opinion is that it's Asur Midrabanan because of Achshavei. Right? So what would we say? For the, who do we start with? The Minchas Kohen would say it's Asur. The Pre-Chadash would say it's Mutter. And Rov Poskim would say it depends on Achshavei. Yeah.
Would this Achshavei be Deoraisa?
No.
Everyone's Machshavit?
No, everyone's not Machshavit. Let's say I have, I don't know, some pill with like shark cartilage or something. Well, you know, hold that thought. Okay. This is the problem. Yeah.
Is there like a periodic Achshavei or like...
No, so hold that thought for a second. So, what does Rav Moshe say? Let's say, well, not Rav Moshe. Let's go to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, the Igros Moshe, the second marker here. Berefuah she'ula yesh shash kimotz lerefuah snituach, etc. Okay, fine. Second paragraph. Berefuah she'ata tzarech likach gam bepesach. How about the medicine for Pesach? The choshi la yesh ha'mezach shash chametz. Maybe there's chametz. He named me Kevin Shula Refuah Sani Tuach Sha also be Ever Pimi Posh Circlika in Af im Hayavada Chametz. Okay, so that's what he says for some guy had an operation. In those days, I guess operations were real operations, right? In 1960. And even nowadays, they're serious. He says, if you had an operation, you're a chol shish b'sakana, no matter, even if it was mamish bread, you'd have to take it. Okay, but then he adds, even without sakana, is no problem. Why? Because that's not ochel, it's not roi lachila, it's a pill. Pill, not roi lachila. The ach sheve lo shayach medar shalokeach lirfua. That var marim l'usim notlin lirfua. L'chein ein l'cha malach shos v'tigar v'fua k'visham l'cha rofe, etc. And Hashem should give you rufua shalema. Right, Moshe is covering all his bases here philosophically as well. You should take your medicine, but we should dive into Hashem and realize that it's not medicine alone that cures. Fine. But where Moshe says, L'inyan hilchas karumos, is that there is no achshavei for medicines. Why? Because if you were sick and someone told you to eat the most disgusting thing in the world to get better, you would eat it. At the very least, they told you to eat a little of it, right? So when you take a medicine, you're not machshav that it's good to eat. Adrabba, it's not good to eat, but you're eating it anyway for an ulterior motive. So that by definition, there's no achshavei in medicines. That is Ramoshe's shita. Many other poskim agree with the shita, and they were daikit from the Ramah. If you look at the Ramah says the Shulchan Aruch Yoredei some kuf nehesiv gimel on the sheet. He says someplace here. Where was this part? At the end, maybe? No. Et cetera. Here it is. Four lines from the end, in the middle of the line. Mutter list of sherets or shardver isul achlor fuaful chalushain basakana chut mi batsi avodas kuchavim. Anything but wood of avodah zarah, you're allowed to burn it and then eat it for refua. Why? So, if we look at the Yad Avram, we saw why you're allowed to burn it and eat it for refua. So the Yad Avram says, he quotes the Menachos Kohen, he says, why is it asur all? He points at Achshavei, and he says, in the fourth line of the Yad Avram, v'im kein hachin amigari shirat sarpi, lav l'rfuah v'adein l'atur v'achilav shenis l'yochol adamei, al time idom rinim d'ach le'achshavei, rak sh'achlu l'rfuah mutter, does no shaykh lom d'ach le'achshavei, d'chol yom achiyachol av she'enu ochlo ma'achsum s'chashivu, so rak mishum rifuah. Right, he says, by rifuah there's no achshavei, because you're not machshav that it's good to eat. If I eat something stam, then I'm machshav that it's good to eat. Oh, I'm weird. Okay, but I'm honestly machshav it's good to eat. But if I eat something refuah, then I'm not saying it's good to eat. Either of it's bad to eat, but I'm doing it anyway, because never I'm sick, and, you know, what can I do? You know, I mean, it would be interesting. You have to see how far to take this. What if someone gives you $100 to eat something? Does that take away the getter achshav? So, yeah, I don't know. But at the very least, refuah, which is a common thing, so refuah is davka not achshav, because I don't think it's good to eat. So, what's the basic shock? Achshavei birfua. So, what is the Igris Moshe and the Yad Avraham and many other poskim say? There's no achshavei, and it's mutter. It's mutter because it's a chefta nevelashin rilagir. It's not roi lachila. Normally, you can't eat nevelashin rilagir because of achshavei. But over here, there's no achshavei. Of course, what could you say on the other side of the coin?
The fact that you're taking it as a machshavei, as a pill.
On the one, you could say, I'm not achshavei. It's not roi lachila, it's just medicine. On the other hand,
you are
say, no, adraba, that you are achshavei. You're showing that it's good to eat because it makes you healthy. So there's a question, like, what do you call achshavei? Is achshavei only if you're implying that it's tasty? Or no, achshavei means you're implying that it's worth eating. And taket is worth eating because it makes you healthy. That's very unclear. What do I mean by achshavei? Obviously, if I eat medicine, I'm not machshav that it tastes good, but I am machshav that it's kedai to eat. So Rav Moshe and the Yad Avraham and many other poskim say that there's no achshavei there. There's no achshavei. There's no achshavei because I'm not being machshav that it's good food, that it tastes good. But on the other hand, this is the famous part of the Shagas Arye, says there is achshavei, and therefore it's usher, because even though I'm not machshav that it tastes good, I am machshav that it's good for eating. It's good for eating because it makes me healthy. So there's many other poskim you can quote in the different directions here. The Achiezer was Choshesh really for the Shagas Aryeh. He was a big machra on this. The many posts assume like Rav Moshe, the but let's say Rav Avadya also in his tshuva assume like Rav Moshe. So the Rebelsky quotes actually that he quotes Rav Henkin as a big machra. I hear that both Rav Henkin and Rav Aaron, Ryan Cutler, are Choshesh for the Shagas Aryeh. I don't know. They also say, Rav Schechter said, the Dover Poshet like Rav Moshe. That's why he's pretty make on these things. They also have a taina. They argue about, is there a difference between medicine and vitamins? Or what they call nutritional supplements or something. Some people want to say in the name of Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe is obviously make by medicines, but some people want to say that. By vitamins, everyone would agree that it's achshave. Because by vitamins, that's not to cure you. That's to give you nutrition. So you talk to armachshavit. Because vitamins are really a kind of food. It's an interesting chiluk. Not sure that I'm so makabal the chiluk, or Schechter thinks the chiluk is for sure not true. But even if you say it's no achshave, vitamins are a question. Vitamins are a question, because maybe some Talmidim say, quote from Rav Moshe, that even if medicine is not achshave, but vitamins are achshave, because taka, those you're eating for nutrition, not for medicine. That's very subtle, chalak, but possible. Okay.
Rav Reichman said that the Rav asking that one could take aspirin on Shabbat because it's like food. So it's like taking food. People were so used to the aspirin all the time, every day, that it wasn't considered medicine anymore. It was like food.
Okay.
How would the Rav Sheik then be?
I don't know, but I don't know where the Rav lived. It must have been a very strange place. I don't know.
You just said people were so used to taking aspirin, they pop them all over the place. That's what Rav Reichman said this year.
That may very well be true, but the Rav was probably talking about a very strange place where people took aspirin all the time. I don't think normal people do that.
I think in the 50s or 60s, people did take aspirin.
Okay. Oh, but it's not the 50s or 60s anymore, so l'chora, that's not relevant. Now, if you want to use this heter of Nevelish in Uriel Ager, then you want to use this heter Nevelish in Uriel Ager. You have three problems. One problem is achshave. There's a machlokas whether or not we say achshave by medicine or not. Lechora one can be mekel, but that's an issue. The other issue is what Shlomo Zalman brings up in Ost Beis here. It says Yisharbe Trufos to after Sama Trufa Mar Maat Mikom Makom Efshad Lo Chashim Kena Roy Lamachal Adam Deizesh Anachim Mufunakim. Says how do you know a pill's not Roy Lamachal Adam? Maybe we're just spoiled. How do you know what's called Ainu Roy Lamachal Adam? What's called Ainu Roy Lager? I don't know. The Gers in those days, maybe we're spoiled. The Gers in those days were much more versatile. And he points out, he says that there's a Gemara that says that Mashke that's not Roy Lashtia is not Makabal Toma, but the fluids that come out of all kinds of bodily fluids here. He says Meir Aglayim and Mashke and Yotzim and Ozim and Achotem are considered Tolozes of Mayim and are Roy Lashtia. It seems to me they had a lower standard of Roy Lashtia than we do. So therefore he says, Sarach Iyon, says, Sarach Iyon, what's called Ra'i L'Achilas Adam? It's a bit of a Tzarech Iyon whether what we call inedible is really inedible or not. Right? If you remember, Nevelish Ein Uriel Ager in the Gemara meant you left it out in the sun and it got rotten. Just because we have things that don't taste good, who said that's Ein Uriel L'Achila? Maybe it's at least as Ra'i L'Achilas Adam. Right, so that's interesting. Maybe that in our time and place, if everyone's spoiled, then kachazeh. Okay, that's a tzorech ion, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings up. This third problem as well, which is the Chavos Das. What is the Chavos Das? The Chavos Das asks a very famous question. Here we can get into a little bit of lumbus, but very, very important lumbus. Anyone remember something special we learned about Klaya Kerem and Basar B'Chalav? They're Asr even. Shaloka Derech Hanasa. Look at the Rambam on top. Kala Ochlan Osurin Ein Chayiv Al Liyach Yochlo Sam Derech Hanasa. It's only Asr Derech Hanasa. Derech Hanasa. Chus Basar B'Chalav Klaya Kerem L'Fishlo Nimr Ben Achila Ela Hotzi Yisr Chalasim Blashan Acheres Blashan Fish Blashan Hectors Lesser Sam Kilo Shaloka Derech Hanasa. It's Asr Derech Hanasa Even Shaloka Derech Hanasa. Keitzad. If you eat raw chaylev or burning hot chaylev that burns your mouth, or you mix bitter things into yayin nesach or nevela soup and you eat it when it's bitter, or you eat something that's spoiled and yachy. Then Harizah Potter, the Irev Davar Mar B'Sof Kedera, that last line goes according to Irev Davar Mar B'Sof Kedera, so Basar B'Chalav will be Yayin Klaya Kerem, but also Lo Chayev. If you have a stew of Basar B'Chalav or wine of Klaya Kerem, and you mix in something bitter and drink it, you are Chayev. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says there's no heter for bitter, disgusting tasting Basar B'Chalav and Klaya Kerem. Now, the problem is, what do you mean there's no heter for bitter, disgusting tasting? Basar B'Chalav and Klaya Kerem. Is there a heter of Nosen Tam Lufgam, of pogum things by Basar B'Chalav and Klaya Kerem? What do you think? Is there a heter of Nosen Tam Lufgam by Basar B'Chalav and Klaya Kerem? Yes. Like, what would be an example of that? If you had a pot of Basar B'Chalav and
it was
Eino Ben Yomo, it would be mutter. So what do we do? The Rambam says bad tasting Basar B'Chalav is also Daraisa. So there are three answers to this. The crazy place in some Pezayan wants to reach an impossible conclusion. He says, Taka, there's no heter of Nosen Tam Lufgam and Basar B'Chalav, and even if Klisha Ein Ben Yomo Basar B'Chalav is also Daraisa. Problem is that's been torched against the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros. But he comes up with this crazy chumra. But that can't be true. The Rambam is pretty clear that there is a heter of Nosen Tam Lufgam and Basar B'Chalav. He says right here, if you have a disgusting Basar B'Chalav, it's straight. So, the Chavos Das, so Reb Chaim answers, based on, we already learned Reb Chaim's answer. Reb Chaim answers based on what Chakira? Is Tam Ke'ikr mean the original Isser is still Nusser, or is it a new Isser of Tam Ke'ikr? So what does Reb Chaim say? Exactly. If Tam Ke'ikr is a new Isser, right, then Basar B'Chalav is Usser even if it's spoiled and unfit for human consumption. But Tam Ke'ikr of Basar B'Chalav is a different Isser. Tam Ke'ikr of Basar B'Chalav is mutter if it tastes bad. So Reb Chaim says, no problem. Basar B'Chalav itself is Usser even if it's Ein Ruy L'Ger, even if it's disgusting. But the Tam of Basar B'Chalav is a different Isser of Tam Ke'ikr. That different Isser is mutter if you is Shaloka Derech Hanasan. So Reb Chaim is mechalek again. The crazy place he says a crazy conclusion. He says Tam Lufgam of Basar B'Chalav is Usser. Reb Chaim says that's ridiculous. That's not what the Rambam holds. Tam Lufgam of Pigam of Basar B'Chalav is Usser, but Tam Lufgam of Basar B'Chalav is Mutter. Why? Because Tam is a separate Isser of Mishras Karabos Tam Ke'ikr based on Reb Chaim's Hakira. The Chavos Da'as says also a very lumdish answer, but a different lumdus. The Chavos Da'as says you have to mechalek between two different cases. There is nevelish ainu ruy l'ger of Basar B'Chalav, and there's shaloka derech hanasan of Basar B'Chalav. It says Basar B'Chalav is aser shaloka derech hanasan, but it's mutter nevelish ainu ruy l'ger. So that's the difference between Reb Chaim and the Chavos Da'as. Right again. If here he asked, why is Basar B'Chalav, right, Bitaroves Dvarim Hamarim, or let's even say it more succinctly. Put it in a different color. Basar B'Chalav, Mar, bitter, disgusting tasting Basar B'Chalav, is Usser Min HaTorah. So, why is no same tam lifgam of Basar B'Chalav mutter? So, the place he said, it's Usser. Takets usr, tremendous chumra. If you have a 2-day-old pot that cooked basar b'chalav and you're cooking it, that's usr d'oraisa. That can't be. Reb Chaim says, no. Says basar b'chalav is usr. But by tam ke'ikr of basar b'chalav, it's mutter, because tam ke'ikr is a different issue than the original basar b'chalav. The Chavos Das, and this Chavos Das is right at the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel. Reb Chaim is in the 15th parak of Machlokes Asuros. The place he's in Siman Pei Zayin. Chavos Das, the beginning of Siman Pei Gimel, Kuf Gimel, says this is a din in the. Sorry. He says, Tam Litgam is a Chefza of Nevela. She'ena Re'uya Lager. Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager is a heter eaten by Basar B'chalav. If the Chefza is a Chefza of Eina Re'uya Lager, it's mutter. But when it comes to bitter Basar B'chalav, that is a good Chefza. Just you're eating it in a way of Shelo Kederef Hanasa, not the way of Hanah, not the way of eating. So, what does the Chavos Das say? He says, look what the Rambam says. The Rambam never said spoiled basar b'chalav is treif. No way. If the cheft is spoiled, that's mutter. The Rambam said, if you mix in bitter things, it's treif. Why? Because if you mix in bitter things, the cheft of basar b'chalav is still good. Just you're eating it with bitter things. So you're eating it unnaturally, but the cheft is still good. That's the Chavos Das. Now, why is this a problem for medicines? Let's look at what the Chavos Das is chiddush is. If I mix, I have a stew of basar b'chalav, and I put in, I don't even know what rosh v'lana is. What's rosh v'lana in English? I don't know if we have that anymore.
Wormwood.
Yeah, I don't know what wormwood is. Okay. So I put in, bitter, what's bitter? I don't know, probably nothing. Why would we eat anything bitter? I put in wormwood, whatever wormwood is, right? I mix in wormwood in this pot of basar b'chalav. So you might have thought that's a cheft of the Melech and Uri Lager. What the Chavos Das is chiddush? The chiddush of the Chavos Das, that Togel Halacha, is that if you mix in bitter things, that's not considered a p'tur cheft of the Melech and Uri Lager. The cheft is still good. It's just mixed with bad things. That's called Shaloka Derech Hanasan. That's the chiddush of the Chavos Das. Again, everyone else in the world, not everyone else, Reb Chaim and the place you assume, if you mix bitter ingredients in, that's called Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager. And therefore, the Rambam must hold Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager as Usher and Basar B'chalav. Therefore, what about Nosen Tam Lefgam? They have to either say like the place you're like Reb Chaim. But the Chavos Das says no. What if you mix Devarim Hamarim with Basar B'chalav? So according to the Chavos Das, that's considered Re'uya Lager. Just not Derech Achilasan. According to the Plesi and Reb Chaim, that's considered Eina Re'uya Lager. This is a big machlokes in Halacha L'Maisa. Plesi and Reb Chaim assume that the Rambam's from Eina Re'uya Lager. If you mix and work bitter things, it's Eina Re'uya Lager. However, the Chavos Das says no. It's a Re'uya Lager. Ein Re'uya Lager means in itself spoiled. But if in itself is good, you just mixed in bitter things, that's still Re'uya Lager. You're right, it's not the normal way of eating it, but it's still Re'uya Lager. So now let's take the Chavos Das back to here. According to the Chavos Das, could we say that medicines are, trace medicines are Ein Re'uya Lager? No, we can't call it Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager. Why? Because the only reason that it's, then this is what some people want to be machmir. Based on this, Chavos Das, he says, really, the treif part of this medicine is good. It's just mixed with bitter things. But mixing with bitter things doesn't make it Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager. That should make your Shloka Derech Hanasan. But if you're not sick and you don't want to use the heter of Shloka Derech Hanasan, just as it's mixed with bitter things, it's not called Ein Re'uya Lager. Something mixed with bitter ingredients is called Re'uya Lager. In which case, the whole heter of Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager for medicines falls in the bar. The Chavos Das tells us it's Re'uya Lager. Now, this Chavos Das is also controversial. Number one, who says we agree with Chavos Das? Number two, it's very unclear. Like, there might be different kinds of mixing. Like, maybe the Chavos Das meant you put, like, bitter stuff in your stew, but then you can add sugar and make your stew good again. Over here, your mom is making it into a pill. Like, how are you going to rehabilitate that without, like, taking apart all the chemicals? So there are those who want to tie that based on the Chavos Ish, that the Chavos Das is wrong, or that he wouldn't apply here. But it's a tzad to be... to be Nizhar. So, let's just chazer for a second. Oh, one last, Indian. And then we'll chazer for a second. Number three. The third issue with pills and such is... not really a halachic question, but a metzias question.
Did I answer?
Right. Is it treif? Are medicines generally treif? Now, cough syrups are often treif. But what about regular medicine pills? Right? Now, think about it. The stuff that they want to taste good, then they'll often put in treif ingredients. Because those are the normal food additives. But the stuff they don't want to taste good, so do they even put in treif in the first place? Right? Is there any treif in these things in the first place? Stam, vitamin this or that, or antibiotic, or b'chuli, b'chuli. Is there even treif in the first place? What?
They need a base.
Uh-huh. So they need a base, but the base is used... Now, for Pesach, might be a different shayla, because the base is usually starch. But starch isn't treif, right? Starch is generally, whatever starch is made from, to the best of my knowledge, it's made from plants, right? You can make it from corn, which is better for Pesach. You can make it from wheat. Mostly it's made from corn. You can make it from wheat. You can make it, whatever you make starch from. But you don't make starch from pigs or even cows. So, is it treif? So the answer, now, there's one treif thing they use called magnesium stearate, or a stearate. They use something called a stearate, which comes from also from the Bayless, etc. But generally, it's some sort of chemical that's batel b'shishim. They usually don't use so much of it. Usually, so usually not. It's usually not treif. So this now again, what does it mean? Usually not treif. So one thing is clear: if you have a stam medicine that doesn't taste good, then usually they don't put in treif ingredients in a stam medicine. Meaning a real medicine usually does not have treif ingredients. And don't start being kosher to treif ingredients because you have so many other tzadim lahakel. So what I would say is, halakha l'maisa, stam medicine... Mother, for sure. You don't have to be nizer to take a stam medicine. There's no reason to be nizer, because first of all, it usually doesn't have treif. And even if it did have treif, there's many other stuff in Oaxaca. Yeah?
But do you need your viewer to look into it? I see a pill and I could say, oh, well, it's okay.
Yeah, I think so. It's very hard to vary these things anyway, because, it's not the active ingredient. So it's... The question is, what if it is... vadai treif. Some things really are treif. What things really are made of treif? Usually these are vitamins and supplements. For example, right, some people with arthritis take shark cartilage or something. Is that something that people take? You're a doctor. You shouldn't hopefully be a bucky in these things. there are people who take shark cartilage, the horse shark. Now, again, a tzad l'hakka might be, since it's an unregulated nutritional supplement, the odds, there might be a robe that doesn't actually have shark cartilage. It's just not a placebo, which they're charging money for. But I think the statistics are that, like, certainly Amir HaMotzli, that it doesn't have what it says on the package, but probably Alpirov at least has, maybe Alpirov it doesn't have the amount of what it says in the package, but Alpirov it usually has some relation to what they claim it has, even though it's unregulated. And smart people buy from, reputable companies, then they get what it says in the package. So there are some medicines or supplements which are mamish made from treif. This is also a big issue by vitamins. Like, for example, any vitamin with iron is going to be treif. That's my knowledge. You get iron from medicines. Get iron the same way I get iron from eating meat. No? What else is iron?
Iron.
Okay. For some reason, I don't think that's the way they do it. I understand. Just shave it very finely and put it in the med. But for some reason, I don't think that's how they do it.
I'll explain it to you.
It's a part, but okay. And there are many vitamins. Now, I'm not a bucking. These things change all the time. There are some vitamins that are harmless. You know, I don't know which letter is which. Maybe Ari knows, maybe not. But there's some vitamins that the way they get those vitamins is from trade food. So it's like a bodily trade food. So some vitamins and nutritional supplements are vadai trade. Mm. You just know, like it says shark cartilage or it says whatever. It says vitamin A, whichever number, which comes from meat. Or it's, you know, iron, etc. So there's some vitamins that are vadai treif. So what do you do in those cases? So in those cases where it's vadai treif, again, if you're sick, then you can rely on shaloka derech achilasam. Let's say that's a good heter. If you're not sick and it's really treif, then you have tutzdan lahakel. But they're both questionable. You could say shaloka derech hanasan based on Shlomo Zalman, maybe even if you're a little sick, shaloka derech hanasan. But you have to be a little sick. Often what happens with the vadai trait things, you're not even a little sick, because the vadai trait things are not aspirin. Right? The aspirin is not the thing that has trait jet. I mean, you never know, but it's highly unlikely. The things that have trait in them are often the vitamins and supplements and this and that, when I don't really know if you're sick at all. And then you say, oh, Nevela Shein Uri Ligar, it's not edible. It's not edible, Nevela Shein Uri Ligar. But there's three problems with using that heter. Number one, maybe medicine is called achshave, right? Rebelski thinks for sure, so he puts many posts to medicine as achshave. So Nevela Shein Uri Ligar wouldn't help, because you're machshav, that it is worth eating for medicine. Number two, where Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it is Roi Lachila. You think it's not Roi Lachila, but maybe it really is, which is questionable, because if everyone thinks, then maybe that changes the day. Maybe talk in the time of Chazal it was, now it wasn't. Okay. And number three, the Kavos Das, he has this chiddush that if the only reason something's not edible is because you mixed in inedible things, like a few of the vitamins or etc., the trait part might be edible. It's just mixed with all the bitter things. So the Chavos Das is, if you mix in bitter ingredients, that's called Ruya Ligar. It might be Loka Derech Hanasan, but that won't help you if you're not sick. It's called Ruya Ligar. Now again, this is a fight between, I think, Rav Haber from the Star K and in the 14th Masorah, Rav Haber from the Star K, I think then he was from the OU, Aser because of the Chavos Das, but in Tchumen Tes Vav, the Dayan Rav Ariel, not the Rav of Rabbi Gan, I think, who's like one of the candidates for chief rabbi, but I think it's a relative of his somehow, also, but a Dayan, writes that no, the Chavos Das meant like if you mix in bitter ingredients to stew, but if you make it into a pill, that's called Nevela Shein Uri Ligar. So that's questionable whether the Chavos Das meant to be machmir even when you forge it into a pill. He still called that Uri Ligar, or he just meant if you put bitter stuff in your stew, that's. If you put bitter stuff in your stew, that's Uri Ligar, because you'll add sugar and it'll be good. If you make it into a pill, then I don't know what it's. Okay. But there are tzadim lahachmir here. And therefore, it is very, very far from a pashat, heter, if you mamish have treif in there. La'anius dati, if you're not really sick. If you're not really sick and it's not like a real like crucial issue for your health, etc. I mean, if you're not mamash achole, and it says just healthier to have this vitamin and that vitamin and this supplement and that supplement, etc. Then la'anias daiti, I'd be machmir. I'd say, look, the tzad of shaloka derech hanasan is not really such a good tzad lahakel, especially if you're not sick. No, then if you're not sick at all. And the tzad Nevela Shein Uri Ligar is also not such a clear tzad lahakel. So I would be noted to be machmer on this. However, you know, Rav Moshe seems to have a makel on this, right? That's what he says. he says even a kol she'im b'sakana b'lechor, his logic would matter it. Matters for anyone. So there's definitely a tzad l'hakel. Alanias daiti. I think you can often, you know, find ones with kosher ingredients. Nowadays, there are a lot of kosher vitamins v'chuli. So I think it is kedai to be machmir. But you definitely have what to be somechan if you're mekel. I mean, the Rav Moshe seems to be mekel, and Rav Shechter is definitely mekel on this. So you definitely have a lot to be somechan. Rav Willig is definitely mekel on this. So you'll have to be somichad if you want to be mekel. I think it's certainly better to be machmer, because the halachic shashos here, the Manandei post can go sort of 50-50 on this. So I think it's better to be machmer and find an alternative, etc. Find an alternative. But there are a lot of mekelim here. And these are the basic halachic issues involved. Now you can add more shitas. These are the basic halachic issues involved. Where did that leave us? Right, left us with this whole question. So again, stam medicines, I don't think we worry about it at all, because they're generally not treif, even if they are, you know, it might be butter. But mom is treif supplements and vitamins, and you have to be envira, but you can envira pretty easily, like which vitamins. But a lot of vitamins are, some vitamins are made from plants, some vitamins are made from animals.
You can usually just call the company and ask if it has
that. Yeah, that's easy enough. I mean, you can't call and ask about, you generally can't call and ask about, like, the glycerin or the binder or, like, all these other random things. But the actual medicine part, they'll usually tell you, because that they know. That's, like, the, you know, important part. Again, assuming you're buying from a reputable company, otherwise, who knows what you're getting anyway. But if it's mama's trait, then you should really try to find an alternative. But if someone says, I want to be Mako, then they certainly have what to rely on.
Is there any regulations in Eretz Yisrael for, they always sell kosher medicines?
In Eretz Yisrael, now medicine is generally not sold with a hechsher. But vitamins and a lot of things like that often have a hechsher in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a lot easier to find with the hechsher.
What about like the Israeli companies like Teva? I mean, would they produce non-food trade medicines?
I don't know, but I don't think they have a hechsher on most things. That doesn't mean because it's trade. It might just mean because there's no consumer demand for a hechsher on most things. But I think on maybe the reason no consumer demand for a hechsher is because if it's not something you know to be a problem, then we've said that you don't have to worry. But it's very easy to find vitamins and such with a hechsher. In America, you can find also, but it's not so posh. I remember when my kids were young, the doctor always said to give them iron supplements, like vitamins and iron. And iron talk is a big problem, because the iron is like the most likely, I don't know, for some reason. So, like, I went to they had all these pills, like Flintstones and other things, and sugary pills. But there were, like, four brands in the drugstore, and this is in the middle of Flatbush, not one with the hechsher. And the ones that have hechsher are usually, and those things are usually because they're trait, because they know they want the hechsher. They got the ones with the drop somehow, I guess they used a different form of iron, which tasted very bad, which didn't sound logical anyway. The ones that weren't Roy Lachila, those had the OU, the polyphenols or whatever. But all the other ones, and if they have the OU, that's not because they're not Roy Lachila. The OU means all the ingredients are kosher. But for some reason, I couldn't find a normal one, which means in the end that they never got any iron, but Baruch Hashem, they turned out okay so far. So it just goes to show something. I'm not sure what. Talk to Ari. But anyway, they say prenatal vitamins is also a big Indian, especially since many of them have iron, no? Nowadays, you can get many, many brands of the hechsher. So again, if there be no brands of the hechsher available, then, you know, okay, so maybe we'd have to be makel if it was really important for your health. You know, you don't want chaser shalom to endanger, the health of the baby. But nowadays, it's easy enough to find a lot of these things with the hechsher.
The multivitamins, you know, prenatal, I think, is also a multivitamin. We're saying that even if they have iron, they have the vitamin V, whatever it is that has a trait in it, it's a mix of all this other stuff.
Right, so the multivitamins, again, you have tzad l'hakel v'lo shenu v'ri l'ger, you know, but it's not so poshut. So, again, Moshe would say it's okay, as would Rav Shechter, as very willing, so many of the people we are. What? Ah, you mean in a multivitamin, it might be, but the trait might be bottle of shishim, because it's multi. No, but that's only when it's for the Tom. Here, it's clearly not for the Tom.
Yeah,
The truth is that if there's it doesn't give a taste. You see, you could get maybe a different side of the hakel here, which I don't know why they didn't discuss here. If it doesn't taste good, then it might be mutter because of no sin tam lifgam. Even that would be a lishinu really care. Oh, but that might be if it's worse than the other things, though. I don't know. Sorry. I don't think it would be brought to Bashish, and the question is, could you say bitl barov if it doesn't taste good?
You look at the back and you see it's like 500 micrograms or something.
Of these things, which is very, very small.
Yeah.
You mean the actual medicine.
You can see how much is in each pill.
The actual medicine is very small.
There's, whatever micrograms of iron in each pill.
But it might affect, how this production, it might not have other parts of the...
Especially since it's a chatez, it might have been a chaticha in me. It probably wasn't a chaticha meanwhile, so that's a tzad lahakel. I don't know, Tzarek. I hear the taina. You're saying the iron is very little in these things.
Yeah.
So, if the iron is very little, then lachor, even if it is trafe, it should be bottle, because most of it's just the carrier, you mean. All right, we have to, we'll go home, look at the ingredients. And let's come back and figure it out. We'll have to weigh the pills. Okay, we'll work on that. That's again with some of these vitamins and supplements that are also true. Like these vitamins only have a tiny amount of vitamin, and the rest is just starch.
Yeah, I'll bring you the bottom.
Okay, so we'll have to look at that for next time. Just two ha'aras about this, which we shouldn't let go by, are big machlokos nowadays. Are what about mouthwash and toothpaste? It's a big machlokos. The question with mouthwash and toothpaste is it roi lachil? Oh, well, number one, you don't eat it. It's a big tabla hakel, but are you allowed to taste something trace? No. And many of them have glycerin. Right, so we paskin lachumra. We paskin, it's only mutter to lick the meat because of the shach says, and I'll be rove, it's mutter anyway, and it's a, but me'ikar din, that's the taz, it's usher. Suddenly you put it in your mouth and swish it around. So this is a big machlokas. Rav Belsky and Rav Schechter had a machlokas about this. Belsky said, it's all roi lachila. Tastes good, taka. And Rav Schechter says, no, it's not roi lachila, because it's disgusting to swallow. Just tastes good in your mouth afterwards. It doesn't taste good. It leaves a fresh taste in your mouth afterwards, but you're not supposed to eat it. There's all these rumors of things that happen to you if you eat toothpaste. And I don't think it's really true. What? If you throw up, then that's taka good roi. That should be.
You throw up anytime you swallow toothpaste.
Okay, mouthwash is the same. Okay, we're not going to ask. Anyway, the machlokas here also seems to be not one of metzias, but one of just hagdara. Belsky says it has a fresh taste. So that's roi lachila. In which case, it's a big problem. It's not a deraisa problem because you're not swallowing it, but it's still a drabanan problem. Rav Schechter says, no, you can't eat it. It's disgusting to eat. Who cares if it has a fresh taste in your mouth afterwards? It's disgusting to eat. So it's not roi lachila. So, lich ora. Lich ora. So except on Pesach, it might be a little more machber, because machlokes are right, you might require nifsol mechilas keleb. And so you have to ask, what would a dog eat? I don't know. There's all kinds of stories about time whether you actually check with dogs. Or you should actually check with dogs. How else are you supposed to know what a dog's supposed to eat? What a dog would eat. Would a dog eat toothpaste? Dogs eat a lot of things.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. If anyone has a dog, go home and... What? Probably. I don't know. Anyway, Viter. The Lemaisa... Anyway, Lemaisa... Rav Schechter is basically meikel meikra, and he says not roi lachila, nevelu sheni roi lager, and you're not even eating it, so it's big tzad l'hakel, right? It's not a chashash of mamish eating it. Rav Belsky says that it's a big problem. Lemaisa again, you have what to be somech on, say it's not roi lachila, but it's not so pashut. So the poskim advise that you either buy with a hechsher, which now they have, or you just buy one that doesn't have glycerin. They say that glycerin is the only ingredient that's likely to be trafe. So most of them have either glycerin or sorbitol. And that's what makes them sweet, which is the good part of it. So if you buy one with sorbitol instead of glycerin, then you're on the safe side. So it's definitely, again, yesh panim lakan lakan. I'm not going to be machas roshi ben har gedolim, but nowadays they have also the OU or something on Listerine or something. Pocket packs, by the way, is the same inyan. That's Okay, what is, it's something or other. What? Cupcake pocket packs. And then there's also mouthwashes and toothpaste and everything. So, Lemaisa, if you either get with the Hesher or you get just without the glycerin, you know that you were right enough on the glycerin if you find sorbitol, they say, because it's like one or the other, the Derethal. Then you're on the safe side. But again, Schefter, in the end, they sort of, I think they sort of got him to say that it's better to buy without to be on the safe side. Although I don't know, you know, what he really meant there. But they I know they have a whole thing about they worked very hard and they got Schefter say it's better to buy the kosher kind. But yesh panim lekan u lekan. Okay, but it's, you know, certainly doesn't hurt to be on the safe side. So the shaloka der hanasan only has to do with refuah aspect, but the gevel sheni religer is not related to refuah. That's the basic look. Okay, a lot of these things are summarized into other details as well. There's a good thing for everyone to have is Rabbi Howie Jachter, Chaim Jachter, however he Chaim Jachter. Wrote up a four-part essay on this in his Kol Torah, which I Xerox for everyone, so you can take this home. This has a lot more than we learned about today. And it summarized a lot of these things. Hopefully I have all the pages. But these are the basic issues involved in non-kosher medicines and v'chule. These sugar pills that we started with, an interesting question, like if the inside is no good and the outside has sugar, does that make it Rai Lachil or not? I don't know. I'd be noted to think that it would definitely be Derech Achilasan. Whether it makes the inside really gear or not, sort of reverse Kalastas. You put sugar around something bad. I don't know. But Lahor, you at least have to be aware whether the outside is generally kosher. Are the outside of sugar pills kosher? Okay, and we need to know then, and we'll look at the ingredients. We'll do that, Mirat Hashem. Okay, we'll continue Mirat Hashem next Tuesday with Simon Kopei. What was that?